have started to follow the daily principles. Just like in Christian religion, those who do not follow the Bible, they are called heathen. Similarly, in Muslims, those who do not follow the Quran, they are called kafirs. Similarly, those who do not follow the Vedic principles, they are called nasti or mlechhas. Nasti means those who do not believe in the Vedic principles, they are called nasti, atheists. And those whose behavior is not very clean, they are called mlechhas. So in comparison to Hindu mode of living and others in the world, there is a very great difference. Social sanctity and personal sanctity, so therefore they formally the mlechhas means the Maoists. Because they are meat eaters, they do not take bath daily, and there are so many things. So even those persons who are delivered by Lord Chaitanya. But the author says that he could not deliver the Mayavadi, the impersonal sannyasi. That means it was easier for him to deliver the lecture. But it was difficult for him to deliver the Mayavadi. In other words, the author is trying to place the position of the Mayavadi sannyasi less than the lecture. Less than the lecture. So, Sabe Raila Matra Kashi Mayavadi. Mayavadi means materials. Maya means this matter, and Vadi means those who stick to the principle of material. So there are different kinds of material. Because we should always know that up to the point of intelligence, it is man. First point is the sense, gross. The grossest type of material is that there are addicted to sense. So this is material. And above these, there are mental speculators. They are also material, because mind is matter. So, the sense gratifiers and the mental speculation is, and those who are trying to reach spiritual perfection by bodily exercise. Because body is not at all spirit, it's matter. But by intellectual, by making proper adjustment, just the only benefit of such exercises is to concentrate the mind. And the mind is very disturbed. So that is also material. That means Jnani, Yogi and Karmi. Karmi means those who are working very hard day and night, simply was sensitive. Yes, they are Karmi. And Jnani means they are finding out by mental practice. And Yogi means they are trying to find out spiritual salvation by bodily exercise. They are all, in strict sense, they are all material. There is no question of spiritual. Spiritualism is there, where one understands the body is the constitutional position of the spirit and acts according to that. Therefore, bhakti, the devotional service, is only spiritual. Because those who are devotees, they know that they are eternally part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and therefore to be engaged in transcendental loving service of the Supreme Lord is spiritual. So, वृंदावन जाए थे तो वो रहिला काशी पे महावाली गांव तारे रहिला बिंदी पे महावाली दे ऑल वर्क ऑफ समकर स्कूल दे जनरल कॉल महावाली एंड अनदर महावाली आर कॉल्ड द बुद्धिस्ट दे इन काशी इन बनारस देर आर टू काइंड्स ऑफ महावाली. One kind of Mahavadi is the Buddhist, therefore it is Sarna, Buddhist temple there are. Because Lord Buddha, he started his meditation near Gaya, at about 100 miles south from Benares. Then his disciples established monastery near Kashi, because Benares is well-known, favorite place, since very long time, so they also established there. Formerly, there was no such animosity between the Hindus and the Buddhists. They were practically on the same platform. But philosophically, they were different. Just like Maharaji, the followers of Shankarai, they are still Hindus. They are not out of it. Simply Buddhists also were considered as Hindus. But when Buddha religion was completely driven away from India's boundary, then now it is considered another sect. So the Kashi Mahavadi means both the Buddhists and the followers also. Sannyasi Hariya Karen Gayan Nasan Napari Vidanta Sun Pari Samkita Mukha Sanyasi Nija Dharma Nahi Jane Bhavu Kaya Pre Bhavu Kaya Chane. So when Lord Chaitanya was living at Benares on his way to Vrindavan, not he never made his headquarters anywhere else except Jagannath Puri. In Benares, he was worshipper of Vrindavan, but he did not make his headquarters at Vrindavan. So, when on his way to Vrindavan, he stopped at Benares and was staying at Chandrasekhar's house and was making his meal at the house of Tapan Mishra. So, when he was passing, because his only propaganda was Hare Krishna, just we are me. So, when he was passing on the road, all the people joined. All the people. It has got so attractive. Even non-significant persons like us, when he chants, it attracts people. And what to speak of Lord Chaitanya, his personal chanting. So, it attracted many people. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within 3-4 days became very famous man. And everyone began to say, oh, from Bengal, a nice sannyasi, beautiful sannyasi, a young sannyasi has come, and he is chanting and dancing, and people are very much attached to him. This way there was some pravaranda in the city. But the Mahavadi sannyasis, they could not follow. They were, bad guys. But they were saying, oh, here is a sannyasi, and he's gone. According to Mahavadi sannyasi, this dancing and singing is for me. The forbidden. In Mahavadi religion also, dancing and singing is forbidden. I do not know what is that in Bible, but I understand in Bible there is something that allowed. I have asked our Kirtanananda to write some article, Sankirtan and Bible, because he knows Bible very well. Than other members. So you can see very nice how in Bible there is something. The Marvel and Quran, they do not, they In some of their sections there is Sankirtan. And not within the mosque, but without. Anyway, so similarly with Maharaja Sannyasi, they also do not like singing and dancing. Of course, now they have stopped being finished, they are also taking now this process of singing and dancing in India. So formerly, they used to have digraha. So, sannyasi hariya parirna asandha. Oh, here is a sannyasi, he is dancing and singing. Mahapare bhudanta prabha. He does not give his attention for studying vedanta. Kare sankirtana is always engaged in Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Murkha sannyasi. That means he has no knowledge. He has not studied all these Vedanta philosophies and is a nonsense of what he can do. Sometimes we are considered a nonsense because we have no other straw except Shanti. And actually we have no straw except Shanti. But when you talk of philosophies, because the fools want to talk of philosophy. Otherwise there is no need of talking to them. Simply by chanting, everything is complete. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was trained this example, and other Maharaja Sannyasi criticizing him. So here is a fully illiterate sannyasi, because there are many illiterate sannyasi also in India. Illiterate sannyasi, he does not know how to execute. How do I think of the sannyas life? Therefore, he's chanting and dancing. This type of criticism was going on. Bhavu Paya Pele Bhavu Pele. And there are other sentimentalists who are also equally foolish and ignorant. So, therefore, they are following this sannyasi. Asar Sunya Prabhu Hase Mone. When Lord Chaitanya was being criticized in that way, he was mine. He was mine, he was connected. So, Asar Sunya Prabhu Hase Mone Upitha Kurya Parana Kaya Kapata. He was very great. Oh, let that subside. Let me do my duty. উপেক্ষা করিয়া কইল মথুরা ভবন মথুরা দেখিয়া পুনা কইরা ভবন তো বিকজ ইউ আর বিজি এট দ্য টাইম ফর ভিজিটিং বৃন্দাবন সো হি ডিড নট টেক কেয়ার অফ দিস অ্যান্ড হি ওয়েন্ট লেফট কাশী অর বনারস আফটার থ্রি ফোর ডেজ অ্যান্ড অলদো ইউ আর ক্রিটিসাইজ বাট হি ডিড নট কেয়ার কাশীতে বিভাগ শুদ্ধ অস্তি চন্দ্রশেখর তার ঘরে রহিলা প্রভু স্বতন্ত্র চন্দ্রশেখর চন্দ্রশেখর ওয়াজ নট এ ব্রাহ্মণি ইজ নট সাপোজ টু স্টে এনি প্লেস এক্সেপ্ট ইন দি হাউস অফ এ ব্রাহ্মণ অর otherwise, he is considered lower. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not care for all these formalities. He used to stay with Chandrasekhar, although he was not a Brahmin, a Sudra, a liberal class, or a little more than that. So, why? Because he is completely independent. Because he is Krishna. Krishna is taking the shape of a hog. Kesavadhita Sukara Rupa. Hog is considered to be the lowest animal because it is a stool. Just like in human society, those who are dog eaters, they are considered the lowest of human society. Similarly, amongst the animals, the hog He is considered to be the lowest subject because he is two. But Krishna could be appearance of a hawk. That does not mean that Krishna has become a hawk. He is fully given. And what sort of hawk? That hawk was covering practically half of the universe. He was so big. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is very nice explanation of the incarnation of hawk. And they were being praised. The incarnation of hawk was being praised from higher planets. The higher planets, three higher planets, they are resided by most pious men. They are called Janaloka, Tapaloka, and Sattaloka. These three higher planets, they are considered to be the most pious place within this material world. So they were praying, and when the incarnation of hawk was drinking water taking his body, and the sprinkle of the water was dropping in those three lokas, planets, and they are thinking themselves that we are becoming purified. Although they are considered to be the most pious and purified residents of this material world, still they pray that we are becoming purified. So, Krishna are his devotees, very independent. They are not under the rules and regulations of this material world. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed this example that he was staying at a place which is considered abominable by other sannyasis. Kashite Lekhav Sudra Chandra Sepa. Lekhav Sudra means he was a clerk. The clerical post was offered to the Sudras, to the laborer class. There was a strike in Calcutta of the class, Jardine and Skinner, an European park. There are many jutmi, and the class and it made a strike. So, when there, and it is a chief man, made the manager, so, and asked that whether you want to compromise the task. The manager said, no, I don't need to compromise with you. I don't care for you, because you are educated labor. He gave the task to the class, educated labor. So, actually, in this society, the class were called educated laborers. So, here is Lekhav Sudra. Lekhav Sudra is class, but he is Sudra. Lekhav Sudra, Sitanda Sekha, Dhar Dhare. But spiritually, there is no such distinction. We should always remember that materially, there may be higher lower class. There is always, in every society, in every country. But spiritually, there is no such consideration. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's program. He has made Haridas Thakur, he was marveled as the spiritual master for Sankirtan, Navakar. And he picked up Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, who were rejected by the Hindu society. And he made them Goswami. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stipulation. And here also we see that a Shudra, a liberal class, who is considered to be lower in the society, he was staying at his house. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ranks Ramanandara, he was also a Shudra. And he was a householder and a politician, governor. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took instruction from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the preference of being a teacher. He was hesitating. Ramanandaraya was hesitating. Sir, you are sannyasi in the highest stage of ashrama, and you, in your previous life you belong to the Brahmin sect, so you belong to the highest class. And I am a Sudra, I am a householder, and I am a politician, so how poor I am in comparison to you, and you are taking instruction from me, so I am feeling hesitation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, no, you don't feel hesitation. He enunciated, Kiva Sutra Kiva, Vipra Nakikana Nor, Jai Krishna Tattavet Pasai Kuruha. Never mind. A man, whatever he may be a liberal class, he may be a Brahmin, or he may be a sannyasi, or he may be a householder, it doesn't matter. Anyone who knows the science of Krishna, he is spiritual. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's attitude, especially for the Hindu society. We have got so much caste distinction, lower and higher, and this and that way. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu broke all these things. He is simple. Process was, anyone who is Krishna conscious, he is welcome. He is the highest personality in the world. That was his thing. So, he did not care. So what people will say that I am staying at a Sudra's place. Tapan Vishwambhare Vikha Nibbaham Sannyasi Samhena. So he was staying with a Sudra and he was taking his meal and another Brahmin who was not also Sannyasi, but he was a Brahmin. So, in this way, he was staying as Brahmin. Sanatana Gosai Rati Tahai Nihila Kansik Khayati Prabhu Tumasura Hila. So, this incident is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first of all, he visited Banaras and went to Vrindavan. Then while coming there, he stayed at Elava, Prayag, for 10 days, for instructing Rupa Goswami that we have already discussed. Now again, he has come back to Vrindavan. So he was staying at Chandrasekhar's house and he was taking his meals at Tapan Mitra's house. In the meantime, Sanatana Goswami came to see him. Sanatana Goswami, after his bad man, he had many troubles. He was arrested by the Nawab because Nawab thought him that he was very important and he was now by sentiment he is going to Chaitanya. So he thought it wise to arrest him. And Sanatana Goswami had some money, so he bribed the superintendent of jail and he let him go out. So with great difficulty and he reached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Banaras and for 2 months he was instructed all the principles of devotional service and different incarnations. We have some part of the Sanatana instructor we have discussed, again we shall discuss. So this Sanatana Goswami met at Banaras while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returning back from Vrindavan. We have discussed this point tomorrow.